Hey, Giant Builders. So when God opens up a door to a new adventure, do you listen? Our next guest did listen, and now she's on her third book. Listen in.
Building spirituality, family, health, and business. This is the Giant Builders with Lois Wyant.
Hey, Giant Builders, before we get started, I want to remind you, because I've done this many times, don't forget to like our social media. Please leave a comment. It helps us in our rankings and helps us share our story. So leave a comment in the social media, but especially if you could leave a comment in the YouTube, that would be really very helpful. So let's meet our guest. Hey, Giant Builders, welcome. And I'd like to introduce you to Farah Adkins. Hi, Farah, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yes, well, as we said, I'm Farah Adkins, but I'm also a Christian thriller author and I write under the pen name FD Adkins. And I also do some freelance writing under Farah Adkins. I've had a couple of articles in Focus on the Family, and Faith on Every Corner magazine. But mostly, writing has been a new thing for me. I'm originally from Tennessee. I grew up there my entire life, and believe it or not, we moved to Maine for 2 years. That was shocking for the cold weather, and now we're back in South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
I've been married to my amazing husband, best friend, for 25 years, and I have two older children. And writing has been a strange journey for me because I worked in banking up until I had children. So I have no writing experience. I was a stay-at-home mom for 18 years, and suddenly I had an idea for a book, and then that started the journey.
Well, there you go. So, tell me, how did that inspiration come to you for that first book?
When your kids are little, they need you in a whole different way than they do when they're older.
Mm-hmm.
But as my kids got older and got into their teenage years, obviously I still wanted to be a stay-at-home mom and always be there when they came home. But just I felt like I was in that cycle, that hamster in a wheel that you're doing the same thing every day and not really accomplishing God's purpose for your life. And I kept having that, weight on my heart, but I really never thought of myself as having any talents, as I said, because I had never done any writing before. But I love to read, and I always loved reading Christian fiction because I love sitting down, and escaping into a good book or a good story without worrying about anything bad. And one morning, I just kept praying about it. What was God leading me to do? And I had this crazy idea for a book. And I thought, well, I've never wrote anything before, but we'll give it a shot. So I sat down over about a year, a little bit at a time, writing when I could in my spare time, and ended up with a finished Christian fiction book. And strangely enough, when I finished that book, now at this point, I had told no one I had wrote this because I really did not think I could do it. So I've had this finished book and I get online and amazingly enough, there is a convention close enough, like 30 minutes away with my favorite authors. The only stipulation was you had to have a Christian fiction novel in progress. And so I could afford to go since it was drivable. So I signed up, but the closer that it got, the more apprehensive I got because I'm thinking I am not going to fit in. I can't go in there and pretend to be a writer. I've wrote this book in my spare time. But in this length of time of 2 months waiting to go to this conference, I decided I would just try to submit an article to Focus on the Family. Well, at this point, it's the day before I'm supposed to leave for this conference. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not going to fit in. I've got to back out of this. This is ridiculous. Everybody kept telling me to go, I would have fun, it would be okay. But in your mind, you have that little voice saying, I'm not good enough for this. But I had forgotten about submitting that article to Focus on the Family because it was one of those whims, the day before I'm to leave for the conference, I open up my email and they want to purchase that article. The very first article I'd ever submitted anywhere that I had written. And I was like, okay, God, this is your little nudge. So I get to the conference and one of the authors is up, you know, speaking, and she steps away from the podium and then she stops and she goes back. And she said, you know, something is just telling me to get up here and tell you all that I do not have an education in writing or anything else. Everything that I have done, I learned on my own. And I thought, oh, there's my second little, you know, nudge. So from there, you know, I went home with the notes that I had made and made some adjustments to my book and let a few people read it. And they're like, oh, you need to submit this. But all the rules of the game that I read said I had no chance. I did not even have Facebook. No social media.
Oh, no.
I had been a stay-at-home mom for, you know, 18 years. No social outreach. So I start a website and start writing a weekly blog. I sign up for Facebook, not having a clue what I'm doing. Thank goodness for teenage children, right? But I start Facebook and start my website, and I submit the book to a couple of traditional publishers. And within 2 months, I had an email offering a contract on the book. And I thought it was a scam. But my husband said, honey, did you submit it to them? I said, yes, but it just doesn't seem like, you know, because you still have those little negative voices saying, no. But now there's a second book, and now the third book is on the way. So that's how my crazy journey started.
Well, it sounds like excitement. So are your books like a continuization of the same characters, or are they completely different books?
Yes. It was intended to be, well, after the first book, when I wrote the second book, it was intended to be a trilogy. The first book came out in May of 22, and then the second book came out in November of 22. And the third book is tentatively scheduled to come out April 2nd, here in about a month. But they're a Christian suspense thriller. They're dystopian, kind of futuristic. But with strong messages of faith involved.
Okay. Well, tell me, how do you work in the faith in your story?
It's really what the characters, the main character feeds off of. It drives her. You know, book one, it's called Truth in the Name. I don't know if you can see that or not. Mm-hmm. The hook is, what if someone erased your memory? Would you still know God?
Oh.
So we have the main character, Ellie. She is supposed to meet her sister for lunch, and she forgets. And that very day, her sister disappears. So 2 years later, Ellie is still consumed with guilt, thinking, what if I had remembered? Would that have changed the day? And she has entered the criminal justice program, trying to find every opportunity to find her sister. And she receives a letter from the president telling her, because of her excellence in the program, he has chosen her to be a part of his elite group that he is putting together to put an end to violent crime. But she has to leave for training immediately, and she can't tell anyone. It's a highly classified group. So when she gets to training, which is set in the Cheyenne Mountain Complex, a facility that's actually hidden in a mountain. I thought that was so interesting that that place really exists. So that's where the training facility is hidden. And remember, this is futuristic. It's 2050. She realizes things are not quite what she thought they were, and something is bad wrong. So she is in a race against time to figure it out and stop the sinister plot before it's too late. But the whole message of faith is that, you know, things can change and things can be taken away from us. But if we have Jesus in our heart, that's one thing that can't be taken away. You know, it says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Mm-hmm. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That's the message in book one.
Okay.
When we're with him, nobody can take us away. Book two is more about the Holy Spirit. If the enemy came to lay his claim, would you bear the seal of the holiest name?
Oh.
And we know in Ephesians 1:13, if we accept Jesus, he seals us with the Holy Spirit, kind of like a birth certificate has that authentic raised seal that identifies us as his. And even though the enemy is going to try to trip us up in every way he can, we have that seal. He, in the end, he can't have us. And that comes down to that we've not received the spirit of bondage to fear, but we've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And that spirit identifies with our spirit that we are children of God. And that's Romans 8, 15 and 16. But that's the messages that are woven in. And then the third book is going to be When the Forces of Darkness Masquerade in the Light, Is Your Sword Sharpened and Wielded to Fight? And that comes down to something I've started working on this year, is memorizing scripture, new verses every week, you know, and having that sword sharpened. So when those negative thoughts bring us down, we have something to battle, you know, just as Jesus used the defense against Satan's temptations. That is the message in that one, is, you know, truth. If you have that, you can cling to that and battle with that. And also the message that if we call ourselves Christians and we are attaching Christ to us and representing that, you know, we're all going to make mistakes. I do every day. And if we didn't, Jesus wouldn't have had to die on the cross. But if we're going to call ourselves Christians and we're truly followers of Christ and we're going to say that, we need to be trying to live that to the best of our ability and represent Christ in all that we do and say. So there's the messages and how I weave the faith into the three books. But I won't ruin the second two books by giving you a synopsis. So you read the first one.
Okay. All right. We have those books. So I'll tell you what we're doing. We're going to actually give one of your books away. So Giant Builders, if you leave a comment in social media or YouTube, we'll have a drawing. And if you've already read the first book, we'll give you the second one. Or if you haven't started the series yet, we'll give you the first one. So leave a comment below so you can win a copy of Farrah's book. So tell me, what advice would you give to somebody who thinks they would want to start writing? Or maybe they're feeling the nudge of the Holy Spirit to write a book?
You know, don't adhere or be discouraged by the rules. If it is God's plan for you to do something, you're going to do it. He's going to provide the resources. And, you know, I'm the world's worst to have those little negative thoughts in my mind saying, because I'm an introvert, public speaking is way outside the box for me, but yet he keeps calling me to do these podcasts. And I've just said, you know, and I write in every one of my books that I sign, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. If God is calling you to do something, he is going to provide the resources to do it. And he's shown me that here recently as I've been working to publish, get book three published and out there, and actually kind of starting this own business entity of, you know, and not really knowing the business side of it. He keeps providing me with people who are there to help me and guide me, knowing that, you know, I really don't have the financial means to go out and hire all these people to help me do this right now. He keeps sending me these people that are so willing to help me and guide me through the process. Mm-hmm. So don't give up. Just pray and follow where he leads. And it may be way outside the box.
Yeah.
But follow him there. If he's truly putting it on your heart, he'll make the way.
So who would you say was your biggest inspiration as you began writing?
Well, if you notice on my website, my biggest inspiration is my husband. I have learned from him through the years that you can do anything if you put your mind to it. When we first got married, he was working full time, going to school full time Monday through Friday every night until like 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And on the weekends, he decided that he would build our house. And wow. He did the entire thing. I'm not talking about a crew. I'm talking about the entire thing. So a few years later, we had kids and he decides to do it again. So he built our second house all by himself. And when I say all by himself, I mean, you know, foundation, all that. And then we moved to Maine and back here. We've been here about 10 years, but a couple of years ago, we decided that, you know, we were ready to build again. And literally, he just never gives up. He just has that drive. And unless you see the pictures, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, even our roof, you know, a 28-foot ladder by himself, 128 bundles of shingles he carried up to that roof by himself.
Yeah.
And put it on. So he's just shown me through the years that if you want something bad enough, you just never give up. You keep going.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Wow. So what is your future plans for writing?
Well, like I said, I've just started trying to get into the business side of it because actually I do all of my graphics on social media, my website. Like I said, I didn't have a big budget going into this. So from the get-go, I set up my own website myself and I do my own graphic art and everything online myself. And this time I've done the book cover, the editing, went through the whole process. I do the book trailers. If you haven't watched the book trailers to my book or you're curious as to what they're about, you can actually view the book trailers on my website or on YouTube.
Okay.
But
links below.
So hopefully once this book comes out, I hope to start a new series or at least have a few more books. I love the futuristic, but I also like psychological aspect. So I may try a psychological thriller. We'll see.
Whatever God brings to you.
That's right. Whatever idea he plants for the message and we go from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll tell you what, we'll have links below and where people can get your book. What other tips would you give to somebody as far as how do you come up with that first idea?
You know, like I said, it was just a whim that I started that first book, but it's strange because I work out every morning and that's kind of like my stress release. Mm-hmm. And my time with God, I use that as kind of a time to pray, do my devotion, and then I work out, and that's when my thoughts just kind of spur. And usually that's where every idea for the next part of my book comes from. I'm not a great planner when it comes to my writing, and everything else I am, but not in writing. It's, you know, like I end the day and I really don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And those ideas usually come to me while I'm working out. I guess it's the adrenaline.
Oh, there you go. Great. Well, any closing thoughts?
You know, just like I said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. And wherever he leads, just remember everything we do it unto the Lord. So if it's outside of your comfort zone, step out there and just do it for him and let him guide and that will help block some of the fear. That's what's done it for me is, you know, just trying to remember that he's the one guiding and let him guide. And if that's truly where he wants me to be, he'll take me there and he will help me through it.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your adventure about your books and your process and just how God has led you. That's just a blessing.
Well, I thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah. So, all right, Giant Builders, see you next Tuesday.
Thank you for listening. This has been The Giant Builders with Lois Wyant.